Good morning. Well, good evening. Good afternoon. Good day. Greetings, Sangha, wherever you are in the world. It's a delight to be with you and practice with you in this moment in time. So we will continue this morning with our explorations of calming, settling, collecting the mind, also known as samadhi. So for the theme of today's practice, I'd like to offer a quote by Ajahn Sucitto as inspiration. He says, "I think of enjoyment as receiving joy and samadhi as the art of refined enjoyment." I love that. The art of refined enjoyment. It is the careful collecting of oneself to the joy of the present moment. Joyfulness means there is no fear, no tension, no ought to. There isn't anything we have to do about it. So there is stillness. It's just this. So, the careful collecting of oneself to the joy of the present moment. So with that, let's just begin, and I will share guidance as needed to invite us to turn towards joy. So, settling, arriving in our bodies. In this moment, just as it is. Turning our minds, turning our hearts. To the stability, to the quiet inside, as if underneath all the waves of thought, plans, all the preoccupations. Ah, there is stillness, there is quiet, there is peace and ease, trusting, even if we can't find it in this moment. Trusting. And as if we were to turn to tune our radio. The radio of our hearts and minds, to this channel of peace, which we know exists, and at first it might sound crackly, but we tune to it. And for tuning to this channel, we settle with the breath, with the body to tune to this channel of peace. Turning our attention, our awareness, our gaze inward to the body. Inviting the body to soften, to relax, to let go of any holding, any tightness. Shoulders, the neck, in our face, forehead, jaw, the back of the eyes. To soften. Inviting our chest, oh dear chest, the home of the heart and the heart center. Proverbial housing of emotions to relax. It's okay. Whatever is here is okay. To invite our abdomen, our lower abdomen, to drop inward, giving away its weight, the weight it's been holding, to the sit bones, and for the sit bones to relax and let go of their tightness and tension to the earth. Inviting the feet to rest on the earth, feeling the contact points of the feet or the lower legs if you're sitting on the cushion. The entire lower legs, upper legs, sit bones. Offering their weight to gravity, to the earth. Receiving the breath, receiving the breath however it is, whether the breath is short or long, receiving the breath just as it is. And allowing the breath to fill the body, the entire body, with its life-giving nourishing. Purity. Allowing the mind heart to tune to the breath, the rhythm, the flow of the breath, as if the breath is the dial that helps us tune to the peace, to the joy underneath the waves of thought, preoccupation. Noticing that there are actually is joy in the contentment of the present moment. Can we contentedly wrap ourselves as if in a blanket, comfortably, wrapped with the breath, the soothing contentment of the breath in this moment. No matter what cacophony occurs outside, right here, contentment of just sitting and being breathed in this moment is enough. This is enough. It is bountiful. tuning into the delight of simply sitting and breathing. Turning away from entanglements and thoughts towards the simple joy. This is enough. It is plenty. even if for just a moment, tuning into the delicious simplicity of this moment. The mind doesn't want to go anywhere else. This, simply this, is enough. And as we bring this period of sitting to a close together, our last moment tuning in to whatever level of peace, delight, and the simplicity of this moment. Just sitting and breathing. Appreciating the goodness of even a moment of delighting in this peace. The peace and this delight. And trusting there has been goodness generated from our effort of showing up and practicing without attachment to outcome. We showed up, we did our best, letting go of the outcome that's not entirely under this being's control, and appreciating the goodness generated and generously sharing this goodness, this merit all around. As if giving a gift to those we care about. Here, I'm working on cultivating my heart, my mind, and goodness. Sharing the goodness further. Those we don't know, and all beings everywhere. May the goodness of our cultivation be a cause and condition for the waking up, for the freedom of ourselves and all beings everywhere.